Welcome to the Tearing It Up podcast. I'm your host, Taryn. We'll be tearing it up, tearing it down, and tearing it apart, dissecting all things related to those who deviate from the standard. From leaders of their industry to leaders of mediocrity, and maybe a gear review or two thrown in. We shoot the shit and let the conversations flow, so if that's not your style, this may not be for you. Otherwise, listen in. Hope to light a fire in you somehow.
I love that we're looking at ourselves.
Yeah.
In person!
Ah! We finished each other's sandwiches.
Meant to be. It's interesting looking at this screen and see you right there.
I'm here. You're here. Oh, I'm touching you. We are doing this.
I can feel your energy.
Girl.
Literally.
I'm rubbing your shoulders.
Thanks. It feels nice.
Yeah. That's where I carry all my stress.
I think that's where a lot of people do.
Especially
sure
people with breasticles.
Oh.
On their chesticles. Yeah.
I just had to do this because I was in a city. Cheers to my almost empty beer. But I just got this, you know, kind of shopping around mood, and I stopped at a few places, and one of those was Nordstrom because I needed a new bra desperately.
Okay, girl, same.
So I got one, and
good on
you. It's like digging into me
because you got
my last
underwire?
One did this too. Yeah, I feel like I have
kind
to.
Of have to. Yeah,
there's just no good options. I feel like in department stores without an underwire.
Yeah.
I mean,
or just in general.
Yeah. Options are limited, but yeah, it just, I went up a band size, which didn't feel good. But man, I was just thinking this is one of those things, another thing that men just don't understand. The daily pain, this isn't even like for beauty.
No.
It's just for support pain.
And pure functionality.
Yeah. But I'm like, what the fuck?
Because of gravity and external beings, a woman.
I do feel like getting a different size, though, has kind of made me feel like my posture's a little better.
Hell yeah.
Like, I don't feel like, I don't know.
Yeah, your shoulders.
We'll see, because once it breaks in or something.
Do you like, you know? Like, is it cute? What are we working with?
It is. I mean, it's black. It's
yeah,
not
cute. Oops,
won't show that one on TV. I don't think you can even tell. But I feel like the cups aren't as stiff as I want. I don't know. It's just weird. It just feels like it's so hard
how
to
new
find
is
sizes.
How new is she?
Sunday. Days old.
I want to go to Nordstrom Rack and get a new bra now.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, God, shopping for them's awful. So awful.
Same with jeans.
Jeans, everything. It's just a thing. Just a thing. But anyways, we're here in person. I'm in Tacoma.
Yoo-hoo!
So.
Big city girl.
So excited to be here.
Yes.
I love our, you know, twice a year in-person podcast.
Yes.
It's so much fun.
Thanks for making the trek up here, Taryn.
Yeah. And I get to be sitting in Amber's house. It's so nice and homey.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got the windows open.
Cars are driving by. People are getting off work. Kids are getting out of school.
Feels like Friday. It's not.
It's not.
Tuesday. I'm like, it's Friday night.
But we are going out after this.
Oh, I know. We're going to go pounce around and just have so much fun, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm just really excited to be here in person.
Dude, same.
Yeah, I love it so much. And it's so weird. I feel like it's kind of weird when we record in person because
it doesn't feel as formal.
Yeah.
Like, because we're not with each other. It's like a Zoom meeting.
Yeah. It's not like, okay, like we've got to meet at this time and this day because our schedules are so Fark and crazy.
Yeah.
That it's hard. It just feels like, wow.
But we're really sharing the same space.
Yeah.
We're sharing the same vibe. Sharing a beer.
Mm-hmm.
That just goes to show like human connection is so important. I was listening to somebody talk about dating apps.
Oh my gosh. Wait, maybe we should. I remember last time we did this and we don't have headphones on. I don't know.
Should we shut the window?
Maybe. We'll shut the window real quick.
Shut the window. But anyways.
You're listening to someone talk about dating apps?
Yes. Snoop Dogg Mobile Grooming.
Oh, I love that. That literally just drove by, Snoop Dogg Mobile Grooming.
Sponsor us.
I remember, you know, obviously when we did the Sturdy Dirty recording, there's a lot of sound around us. So we did pretty good, though, about it sounding good. But again, we haven't figured out our system with using one computer and trying to do multiple headphones so we can actually hear the
okay,
like playback volume or something.
And we're back.
So we'll hopefully this will end up good. Because I think on my birthday, when I was here last in July, it was we realized after the fact that it was a little bit quiet.
Yeah, we have to be talking very close and intimately. So, anyways, I was listening to somebody talk about dating apps, and they were saying to when you're actually on the hunt for someone, get in physical contact with them as soon as possible. That could be like a phone call or just like just getting the human form of somebody gives so much dimension to a person and changes so much. And it just made me think about stuff because I'm also, you know, single gal-ish.
Single gal-ish. Well, yeah, I mean, I think about – I don't think I think about this as much as I used to, but, like, I would read a lot into the way somebody texts, and I think people do that a lot still. Like, capital letters – period, like punctuation, like, you know, you're like, oh, that person was short with me or something. You're like, but this was also all over text, no motion or emotion rather, like that you could feel. So I don't that's going to be so hard to do the dating apps. And how long do you do that before you talk to somebody in like the voice?
Or even like having like work meetings with people over Zoom, like, yes, you're making a connection and you're doing a job and you're, you know, doing things. But, like, it's so much different when you meet them in person.
Oh, the human connection part is
cracking cans with the gals. Woo!
So much better in person for sure. But I do think I love having the option for the virtual stuff. Yes. I think it's opened a lot of doors for one, like our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we do 99.9% of it. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to, I think it opened a lot of different ways and things. It's doing things virtually gives a lot of people a lot more opportunity. So many more educational courses, I feel like, were introduced virtually and stuff. But there's still some things that have to be in person, like paddleboard yoga.
Yes, 100%. Workout classes.
Because, like, paddleboard yoga, a lot of people obviously, again, in the last couple of years went to doing virtual stuff and getting certifications and all this, like, virtually. I'm down for that to an extent. I thought it would be a while before we saw this, but no, it wasn't. That there is paddleboard yoga instructor, like, online courses. And I'm like, how? What? Because that is something, you can go out and you can give someone the skills to learn and go out and paddle and do it. But I still think a part of it has to be done in person, like the testing part. When you're testing like water rescues, is someone supposed to go out and video it and then send it to you?
Yeah.
And you review it that way? I mean, hopefully that's the bare minimum they're doing. But I think a lot of things like that, people took this idea of, oh, we could do it virtually, and that's how we can continue to make money through courses without actually having to be there in person. And, you know, I'm for those options, but some things you just can't...
Quick cash it.
Yeah, you can't just, like, you just can't avoid it. You can't avoid the things that need to be done in person, especially when it comes to safety things. Mm-hmm. Even if you're getting a video recording of it, I mean, someone would have to be and real proper savvy information to, like, edit it to make sure it was them or did it right or did it in a timely manner. But the feedback loop of that is, like, record this video, send it to me, I give you feedback, you go back and try to do it again. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Yeah. You have to be there in person and, like, people learn in real time by seeing it. Yeah. And you have to be able to show them, fix the small things in person. So that to me is like, no, that's one of those things. So if you're out there, people, and you want to get certified to be a paddleboard yoga instructor, I would highly suggest not doing it online, but you could call me.
Yeah.
You can absolutely call me. I travel. I have traveling boards, but you could also probably rent a local board. But that's why I'm passionate about it, because I do teach that and I'm certified to teach that. And said water safety is one of the biggest things for me in those circumstances. So I'm just like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No. Unless you've already been certified through in-person like paddleboard instruction or something, that's a little bit different. But I don't think you could get away with just doing something like that online.
That's fully half-assing something.
Yeah.
Fully half-assing it. Girl, so you've been here for how many days now?
I got in Saturday morning. It is Tuesday afternoon. So that just been on...
Going on the fourth day. And yeah. You have till?
Sunday.
Awesome.
I leave Sunday afternoon, like evening, like 6 o'clock or something. So I have all Fantastic. Day Sunday.
Fantastic.
I know. I usually hate leaving like the evenings or whatnot because I just get antsy and anxious
to wanna
and
be
all
home.
Day. Well, just, no, it's more like I don't enjoy the day that
much.
I'm looking at the clock all day. Like, okay, counting down. Like, okay, in 2 hours, I got to go home or... You know, whatever. What time do I got to head to the airport? All this seems like my day gets actually cut by 4 hours. So sometimes you're rather on vacation, just get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, get on the road, get home, whatever. But I was like, no, I got to max this time out. You know, I have, and also to remember to think about things that I have weekends off. I work 32 hours a week. So sometimes I think like, oh, taking a weekend to Sunday off is like 10 days. That's crazy. I'm like, I'm not taking 10 days off. I'm still taking fucking 4 days off.
Yeah.
Saturdays and Sundays I'm off. Then I work 32 hours a week. So that's 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Like, I'm not taking 10 days off.
Bummer.
Taking 4 days off. Yeah.
Good on you.
Fucking days are just days I already had off.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, you know, tip out there, people who work and especially have like PTO or something, you got to remember that when you request time off, you're not actually requesting PTO from the days you request off. You're requesting 10 days off so that your person doesn't schedule you on one of those days you're going to be gone, but you had off anyway because it's your normal day off. Okay, think about that, people. Remember to do the math and make sure you're not fucking trying to like using more PTO than you have to.
Yeah. Be strategic, man.
Be strategic. But it took me some thought to figure out like, no, I'm not doing anything wrong here or taking extra time off that hasn't been accrued. Like, it's just weird being at that state of life that being an adult,
strategic,
thinking about like PTO,
yeah, for fucking real.
Like, instead of just like, can you cover my shift, Susan?
Yeah,
like, no one's covering it. I'm just gone.
Yeah,
everyone's gonna survive.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Everyone will survive.
I'm sure. I'm gonna survive.
So far as I know, the dogs and Andrew are alive.
I know I'll be alive. We should go do karaoke. What are we gonna do after this? My God, I'm hanging out with Taryn.
I almost spit my beer out. We should go do karaoke after this. Oh man.
Saturday
Night Fever. Yeah. There was this Mexican restaurant downtown Tacoma-ish. If Shelley Longfellow could hear this now and tell me what it was called, it was kind of like fancier.
Anyways, Guadalajara?
Maybe, but like also doesn't sound quite right. Like, that is something, but was this the place? Anyways, we went somewhere for Shelley's like, God, 22nd, 23rd birthday, whatever. We ended up doing karaoke.
Fuck yeah.
To the song Play by...
Please tell me how it goes.
We might have to like listen to it, but then we'd get, you know, copyright something thrown at us. But okay, David, just look it up. I think it was David something with a B, Play. Dirty, dirty, dirty song. This is not a karaoke song, certainly not. David, I think.
David.
And then just see what comes up.
Ooh, David Banner.
Yeah, I knew it started with a B.
Oh, I love this song. Okay, no copyright. Shake that ass, girl. Come on. Oh my God, that's so good because you got a whisper.
Yes.
Fuck, I'm going to play the whole song now.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. Oh my god, did you just knock your tooth on that? That's so funny. Well, yeah, that
song. Get your pussy wet.
Shake that ass. Not a karaoke song per se. Ooh,
I would love to karaoke
that song. Definitely
not
family friendly.
No, but that'd be so fun to karaoke. I got a karaoke story for you that happened recently. Not last weekend, but the weekend before last, I went and watched the homies raced in the bomber bank slalom out at
Mission Ridge.
Mission Ridge, thank you. I got you. You saw me thinking.
I saw you literally thinking. I saw the wheels turning.
Where did
I
go?
In real time.
Anyways, we went out to Mexican food after watching everybody race and snowboarding all day. And we had the place to ourselves. And I went to go to the bathroom. And there just so happened to be a karaoke machine on my way to the bathroom. And I was like, what's the deal with this karaoke machine over here? And they were like, oh, yeah, it works. You can just do it. You just have to look your video up on YouTube. And
oh, so the lyrics would be on the screen.
Yeah, so the lyrics would be on this massive, drop-down screen off of the ceiling in this massive Mexican restaurant where we were the only people and there were just two people working, maybe a person in the kitchen. I don't know. It seemed like a front for something. Anyways, the food was delicious. It was great. I got agua chilies. I got high off spicy food and ended up just making a goddamn fool out of myself doing karaoke to my friends.
Oh, love it.
And I'm so off key. It is painful.
I don't
it's
listen
very
back.
Painful.
So, yeah. I don't know.
It's painful. But anyways. We all ended up doing some karaoke.
That's
and it
so
was just,
fun.
You know, never miss an opportunity to do some karaoke. I'll tell you that much. And I was actually relatively sober. Granted, I was drinking Coors all day. I just you got to seize the moment.
Seize the moment.
Got to seize the moment.
Did you ever do it at PSP?
Yes, chef.
Yeah.
I did indeed.
Of course I do.
God, I don't remember much though.
I remember it was a couple times.
I had to end up walking off stage because I was like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Well, man, that place would be popping for it. I feel like I've been there a couple times where it was like,
shake that ass, girl.
You couldn't get on. You're in line, waiting.
Yes.
We'd be waiting to leave, but we hadn't got our karaoke turn yet. I did it one time. I think it was just me, Jason, and Jesse Costello.
Fun.
As soon as it was our turn, Jesse bailed and left me alone to do the song.
What song?
Even Jason was like, that was fucked up. Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember what song. I was going to try and call her when I was here too, but I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh, you know where we could walk to?
Where?
Magoo's.
Yeah, Magoo's.
Do you want food? Or should we eat before we go? We're hanging out.
We're hanging out. We're making friends in real time.
I just can't stop thinking about it.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. See what we're feeling after this. I just ate lunch.
Mm.
An hour, 2 hours ago.
And I live right off the Ave, honey.
The Ave. He walks from my brother, too. I was like, maybe we should walk by and say hi. But,
yeah, let's go see the babies.
My sister-in-law's parents are here. Too, so it might be a little bit crazy with everybody. But I'm excited.
I want to do that song in karaoke. I should practice it first and then.
Yep, practice it
whisper.
First. Let us know if y'all decide you're going to go do that too. So far, though, 4 days, it kind of feels like I've been here a week already. I feel like I went straight into the things. I've gotten a lot of girl time, and that's amazing. I feel like
crucial.
That's rare. I get to see you a couple times, handful of times, and a Hillary once in a while, but she's usually, sometimes her shift pass in the night, she's not even in state.
Yeah.
So got to see Becca, a couple of Greenwater gals too. Spent two nights with Hillary at her different living places, and now I get to be with you, and it's only Tuesday. I'm like, God. And my girl Delia,
She's getting so big.
She was so excited to see me. I was there before she came home. She was on a walk with her Mimi and Grandpa Paul in the come up through the back door. And so she sees me through the window and kind of tell she's doing one of those, like, looking around, like, wait a second. Am I seeing things? Yeah. Is this real? And, like, opens the door all shy, then runs at me and, like, jumps in my lap and just, like, keeps doing the hug, looks at me, hug, looks at me. And every night that I've left there.
Kids are amazing.
I mean, it's only been Sunday and Monday night that I was there, but I'm, like, getting ready to leave after tub time. And she's like, I don't want you to go home. I was like, I'll see you tomorrow. She's like, I'll miss you. I'm like, I'll miss you too. I love you too.
The sweetest.
I love them. Colin is at the age of being a little less snuggly than he was last time.
Bummer.
Being a boy.
Mm-hmm. Running and being so busy. Can't stop ever.
He's still sweet. Gives me a hug. Like goodbye and stuff. And he's cute, but he's
busy boy.
Yeah, he's just like doing his own thing nowadays, it seems. But
busy, busy boy with an agenda. I am killing these chords. I'm like almost done. Yeah, sucking them down.
Slow her down.
Somebody stop me. Also don't. I caught some unfortunate mountain biking news of a woman from around here named Jamie. She is big in the mountain biking community. She had an unfortunate accident and injured some ribs, like a torso impact, a lot of big not good stuff, and she's in a hospital over in Spokane. Sorry to bring the heavy shit, but I mean, gotta have the ups with the downs. But she has a GoFundMe, so we'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because she just, I mean, that's part of what we do, what we're going to do here in the future with, like, the Sturdy Dirty. She's big with the Misfits community. She's a Trek ambassador. She does a lot and is a great person and a mother. And so just been having that woman on my mind and... Yeah, so we'll add her GoFundMe in the show notes and wish the best to her on a speedy recovery.
Jamie, we will definitely. I mean, that's just, you said it's part of what we do, what we're doing, what you just do when you're
passionate
active.
About something. Yeah, into something.
Yep.
Part of a community, and like some people go above and beyond in the communities, and she's one of these people. And so you just got to lift up the ones who lift everybody else up, especially when
they're
down. Hit raw, like some hard times.
Yeah, that sucks. That's a shame. That's
God, that was a hard transition. I'm sorry, but I just like okay. She's been on my mind, and that's, like,
well, I was just gonna start asking you about stuffs and biking and whatnot. So it's sometimes you got to take hard lefts, like you said. I mean, it's not like we're, things are good on one hand and the exact opposite over
shit,
here,
man. Especially so. On weeks of like eclipses and like other planetary things, because I feel like this week fucked me up a little bit. But Jamie's on our mind. We'll put her GoFundMe in our link. Support your people, lift them up, especially when they can't lift themselves up. But
and it's one of those things too of just kind of just being a good human and karma, right?
Yeah.
You know, do what you can for people when they can't do it, and when you get in a situation, any kind of hardship situation, then hopefully others are there for you because you've put it out there in the universe too, and help support people. And I mean, I do believe that that is how it works.
It is. And we're not, unfortunately, we're soft-bodied things, and laws of gravity and Newton's law of physics, like, it just, we are not invincible, and, like, as much, sometimes things just happen, especially when you do the active outdoors
sports. When you take a little bit of risk.
There's always hazard, you know, like, you just gotta, and I mean, sometimes things just happen far too fast for you to even react, and just be careful out there, honeys, and lift your community up, and hold space for things when things happen and talk about it in your community and to your people and get it off your heart and in, out of your head and
into the world.
Yeah.
Into the universe. Yeah.
Share your thoughts and feelings.
Where was she? So she's in Spokane.
Yeah. I don't know the exact details of it all. I just saw that she was in an accident and needs some support right now. Yeah.
We will put that out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
And just always be grateful when you can like walk off of a trail or like take your snowboarding boots off, you know, like, or if you can escape an avalanche or, you know, walk away from your kite board. You know, there's just so many things out there that we all do that make us who we are and make us happy and bring us joy, and we get so into it, and it's just like there's just always hazards and risk, and so just always be grateful for when you can come home safe from your
for real
activities.
Absolutely. And when it's always scary when they those things when you do have close calls or any kind of little crash or anything or happens to a
cold
friend.
A fucking cold, even if you get a cold, like sometimes if I get a really gnarly cold I'm like, this is it. Take me
out. Especially this day and age when it's always been like every symptom starts with a cold symptoms, right? Mm-hmm. Or every major disease or whatever starts with like cold symptoms. So like, oh, well, this could be this.
For real.
Yeah.
I was experiencing some weird body aches recently out of nowhere. It hurt when I was laying down. Like,
that's crazy.
It was so weird in my wrists and my elbows and my knees and my ankles. And I mean, I just got insurance and I'm not quite sure how to use it. I don't have a doctor, and that's just like not on my to-do list right now, but maybe I put it on my to-do list for the month. So I need to look into that, but just be grateful for your health and having a safe home and all the little things, and lift up your community, I think was where I was going with that one. Be grateful.
On the terms of mountain biking, since this will actually be, we're not much ahead of schedule with this recording. This will be live Thursday. So
this week?
Yeah, 1.5 days away or something by the time it posts, you know, early Thursday morning. So that means by the time you're hearing this, you will be able to catch.
Are we putting the video out?
Probably not. Maybe
bummer.
Little pieces of it. We'll see what.
I'm sure these people want to see what we look like.
Yeah, totally.
These people.
So this Saturday, people who are in Washington, there's a Train to Be Sturdy ride.
Ooh!
So that's April 13th, Saturday at Raging River, 9 a.m.
Yeah.
If you're doing the Sturdy Dirty, you probably already know this, but and you're in the Facebook group and you can find the deets. You may or may not see Amber or I or both of us there. Not too sure. I flew here, so I don't have any of my miking stuff. That's mountain biking combined.
Miking stuff. But you did bring your miking stuff.
I did. I did bring shorts because I have this great idea for a video to do to. So we can try to win the competition for the ladies all ride.
Okay. We need to talk about that too.
That's why I brought my biking shorts at least. That's all I brought. Oh, and my glasses. I forgot to pack them over here today.
I got the rest.
But I got an idea to run by you. I will not announce it to the ether yet, so no one steals our idea.
I can't wait.
I think it's a great idea.
Is Hillary going to do it with us?
No, she's leaving tomorrow, Wednesday, 5:30 a.m.
Damn.
For like 2 months. So,
damn.
It's a great idea. I have a lot of great ideas. What I struggle with is
executing.
Well, especially when it's something like really for this is like creating a video of like how to get my vision across because I'm not a videographer or editor or anything. So, trying to figure out how to get this idea out there and across through video and execute it will be interesting, but I can't wait to tell you. It's kind of like on the theme of this situation, virtual biking or something like that. But anyways, Train to Be Sturdy ride. I don't have anything with me. Could try and find a bike, rent a bike, but I'm also straight up super, super nervous to go ride with anybody because I feel like I'm in the worst shape of my life. And I'm always slow in group rides, always the slowest on the up. And then that puts me in a, usually in the part of the group on the down that I don't really belong in. It's not a balance, my uphill speed and downhill speed. So that's why I've started to struggle with group rides later, as of late, the last couple of years, whatever, in my life, because I find that I don't enjoy the down on group rides, because by the time I get to the top with some folks that are newer, thus they're only slower because they're newer to biking usually.
Yeah.
So then the down is going to be different. I'm slow because I'm just fucking slow.
Yeah. We are opposite of each other. We complement each other. So
I have this with like a fair amount of my friends with biking. Like, I'm not trying to toot my horn and say I'm great. I'm not a great skilled downhiller by any means, but I know that if you were typically a lot of the folks of whose pace I am uphill, we're just not the same pace downhill. I have a little less fear or whatnot for folks, but anyways, I just don't think that I am ready to do a group ride. I think mentally it'll be very hard for me to stay in a good mental place, let's put it that way, because I just know how out of shape I am, and even when I'm in somewhat of shape, I'm slow on the uphill. So I'm like, dude, this is, I feel like, gonna not go over well for me, and I'll be freaking out. Then the down will not go well because I'll be so in my head, you know?
Yes.
It's interesting around here because, I wouldn't say interesting, but I think you guys have the ability to bike a lot more
100
than us. Like, the trails get wet still, and there's times that, you know, you shouldn't go ride, especially raging. It's still calming, right? You can get snow or just be super muddy, and it's, you don't want to go ride them. But, man, I think this year trails will melt out sooner for us, but I could go travel down the hill an hour. It's the same thing for you. You got to get to Raging, you know, it's an hour, whatever.
Yeah, well over.
So I don't know why it feels so different.
It's just a different beast. It's a different climate. It's a different, like, moisture content.
But I mean, if you got to drive an hour to go bike, if I drive an hour to go bike, I can get to trails. So I don't know why I feel like I'm saying, like,
because you don't have your roll dog with you, girl. You ain't got your fucking hype chick behind you being like, let's do this.
And I'm just spoiled of the fact that I do have all these trails right at my door, 10 minutes, 5, 15, literally out my door away. That the thought of having to drive an hour for a trail, I feel like, oh, I'm so inconvenienced.
Well.
But it's like, no, you got to do this. Life gets busy.
I can't remember the last time I went mountain biking, like on an actual up to down trail. Yeah. I really encourage us to do it.
I know.
We could go on a bike ride tonight. Because we're here and hanging out in person. I mean, no pressure.
Well, I got to get a bike.
I was just texting my buddy who has bikes.
I should have brought my dad's. I was just feeling lazy and cold, and I'm in jeans and Blundstones, but that's what city bike riding is.
Yeah, that is exactly what, and no chamois, honey. No chamois, the bammies.
I have chamois in my bag because came prepared for the video.
Oh, fuck, dude. We'll have to, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because I'm texting my buddy, and he's talking about going on a bike ride.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to finish this first.
Yeah,
so.
We do. Sorry. Whoa. I'm just like...
Amber's distracted.
Fuck me, man. Karen's here.
In the flesh. And she can't help but try to play with me. Yeah. Just like a kid. Just like my niece and nephew who are there. Like, no, I need you. I need your attention. Pay attention to me. Let's go.
Yes.
But yeah, do the Train to Be Sturdy ride if you're in Washington, in the area, and doing the Sturdy Dirty. I got to get home and get on my bike. That's for damn sure. I think I'm going to go back to CrossFit when I go back to home and try to commit this time, unlike I did in February. But I was sick a lot in February, like actually ill. So I didn't want to spread that in the gym, but I'm ready, man. I'm going to be moving my body.
Let's get you moving. I need to move my body too. It's so
I'm ready to lift the weights and do my spins. But again, I started spinning outside and then we got hit with snow and whatever. So yeah, got to get back to the gym. Just want to get on track because summertime is coming. And in the winter with snowmobiling, a lot harder to get out there and find people. It just takes a lot more to get out, right, in those conditions, find partners in the time. You know, the backcountry with snow is a lot different than going out in the summer backcountry. You know, a lot more risks.
Yes.
And hazards. Yes. So, it's just different finding partners. And so I'm excited and ready for summer activity. I want to feel like by the time it is summer that I'm feeling good and have been moving my body and don't feel like I'm not in any kind of good shape to enjoy biking, hiking, paddling, all this stuff because I'm so fucking out of shape. So I'm like, now it's time to kick it into gear when I get back. It's mid-April. Like, start getting the body feeling good. So by the time June comes around, I'm like, ready to roll, man.
Yeah.
Ready to roll. And I don't know how this competition for this this contest for this video that we want to make. It's for a ladies all ride camp in Bend, Oregon on June 11th and 12th, a 2-day mountain bike clamp. But I think it'd be so fun to do because it's, you know, a little less than a month before the sturdy. So I feel like it would really pump us up and help our skills level up to get ready to for the race, just feeling
so
good
strategic.
And confident. I know. So even if we don't win the contest, I think that we just email the video. I don't think it's like, you know, open to the public to vote. If it was, say, you know what to do.
Vote for your girls.
But
girls.
I'd really love to go either way. And I know that's a whole thing. We talk about this stuff all the time. And it's really hard to plan because all of it's a little bit costly to do the camp, but plus like, traveling, you know, what, staying somewhere. You have to travel. You've
take
got
time
Quincy.
Off work.
For Ben, it's a bit of a
life.
Trek.
Lives.
Yeah. And then it's like, dude, June 11th and 12th. Like, I just found out one of my best friends is getting married June 23rd. So I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be in Washington July 6th, you know, for the sturdy.
Yeah.
Thus, I wanted to be they're around time, and now I'm like, now this motherfucker is getting married 2 weeks before, so that messes up all my, except for now, I'm like, all right, we can make this work. I'll come for the wedding, and the sturdy will actually be like the end cap
okay
of the trip this time.
That's a long time.
And then that puts me back home in Tahoe in the heat of summer when things have just kicked up.
Yeah,
right after 4th of July weekend. Because I feel like I missed most of July last year. I was gone like 3 weeks out of July. I get back and like, whoa, summer's like over. We got August left.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this could actually be good to have that 2-week trip starting the end of June, kick it off with some of my best buds, hopefully partying. I mean, I'll tell you, when I've imagined the three of ours weddings, Jason, Joe, or mine, I've thought it to be a good time.
Yes, so, yes.
It'll be interesting. Who knows? You know, you never know how the partner in this would take things or what their plans are.
Would you join the bachelor party?
You know, for Jason's, I expect it.
Yeah.
My response to him when he told me he was getting married was like, well, I hope you're getting my tux ready.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. My bridesman. What's it called?
Bridesman. Yes, bridesmaids.
The groomsmen.
But you would be a bridesmaid.
I think I told him, I'm like, you better be getting my groomsman suit ready.
Groomswoman.
Yeah. I don't know what Joseph's going to do.
Groomswoman.
I get to have a conversation with him. Can't believe I'm a little upset about the announcement, but, you know, we're all different.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't the only one to receive it this way, so I got to live with it.
Yeah, and talk to your friends about it.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna have those kinds of things, a bridal party, if you will.
Oh my god,
I don't even know if Jason will, but I've always imagined.
Well, he is going to now because he's already ordering your tux.
I feel like he's just been the one who's always been like, I want to get married and have kids, and I could imagine him having a
the traditional
wedding.
The to-dos,
like, yeah, that he would have a bridal party even though he's not the bride. But I don't know if his bride wants a bridal party.
Groomswoman.
I was like, what if Magenta likes me so much that she'd
wants her
me,
on your side, yeah.
I would.
Either way, you're a
Jason's
part of the
better
bridal
be
party.
If anything, I'll be highly upset. I'm like, you motherfuckers are the ones who are hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, I feel like also it's been a long time since anyone I know has known has gotten married. Same. Actually, not. It's been 2 years, but
right,
bridal party.
Yeah, I've only been in one when I was 22. Shelly's
baby shit.
I know.
Children shit.
A long time, because none of these fuckers have gotten married. Now I'm gonna be the last man standing.
You got this, honey.
Can't believe you're both getting married before me.
I'll be the laster.
Just crazy.
Let's just marry each other.
Okay. We'll have our own bridal party.
Yeah. And bachelorette, mother frigger.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, what about their bachelor parties? I cannot fly down again for this. They have got to plan better around me.
Yes, seriously. Jeez, think about your girl.
I'm like, Jason better not be getting married in August. My summer's fucked.
Yeah.
So I gotta talk to them, figure it out. See if they answer their fucking phones. If you're out there listening, I'm
be better at using your phones.
Yeah. But anyways, so not much going on besides trying to ride my bike a bunch between now and the next time I'm here.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then I'll be here in July, and then hopefully it will be not much longer before I'm back. Again, because I've gone from July until April. That's a long time.
Damn. That is a long time.
Too long. It gets hard in the winters, but I always try to make another getaway or plan for an October, November visit, and then
especially
shit starts
for holidays.
Yeah. And I don't get down, but I gotta get up more.
Gotta get up to get down, you know?
Gotta get up to get down. Anyways, anything new with you?
No, I'm
spring
doing...
Spring break's over, right?
I'm just working, yeah. Spring break's over. Still living in this house with my awesome roommate. Just working. I'm just working on my shit. Work, working on my shit.
We're gonna make some kind of accountability pack for starting to bike because we got 3 months. To the sturdy.
I've been going on bike rides on Mondays, but they're like city rides,
whatever,
15 miles. But that's like, I feel like that's like 5 miles mountain biking. You know, it just like, it's so different when you're actually like on the trails and it's just so different.
Yeah. Especially if you're not taking, sometimes you're like, I got a mile left.
Yeah.
But that mile is straight up.
Yes.
You're like, to take all this into account, or it's like a technical
single
track
rocky.
Or something. Yeah, you're like, this took
wit.
Like so much more time than
and effort.
To equate
it really is.
Yeah, or translate, I guess, the time.
Yeah.
It's so many more variables to think about. But so yeah, you're right, but still overall time in the saddle.
Mm-hmm.
Like
true.
That,
I'm definitely
that
breaking in that cootie booty.
That's important.
It is very, it's actually crucial. That's like one of the things you have to train. It's like not just your legs, it's your ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, that's
and your ball sack, whatever you got.
Thinking about a gravel bike for years, and now that we've been up to the property, I keep thinking about it for just travel because I just don't want to put the miles on.
Oh, it doesn't work.
I gotta do it for this
one. Yeah, but also we got, yes, again with the phone. We're taking selfies, people. Because we're recording in real life.
This part in the break, I couldn't speak for some reason while I took that picture. But anyways.
It's hard. You can't talk when you're, you can't talk or breathe when you're taking a selfie.
Totally. I don't want to, but I don't want to ride my bike to town all the time, my mountain bike, because I don't want to put the miles on the tires and stuff like that. So, I want to look into a gravelly bike.
Yes, queen.
But again, I know what I want. I just have to make the plunge, and that just takes a whole nother... financial, you know,
dagger.
What's the word I'm looking for? Irresponsibility.
I wouldn't say that's an irresponsibility. I would say blowing all your money on coke or strippers or the casino. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's worse things you can spend your money on. Something that like it helps your health and your mental health.
I'm gonna just have to start actually riding this one back up my hill.
Yeah.
And I don't
Dude,
do that.
That's how
I just
we
ride
train.
Down. I just go down. I know. It'd
that's how we train.
So I'm going to do it. I'm
especially at that altitude.
Yeah. If I was biking home
like twice
every
a week.
Night,
Twice a week. Doing that twice a week.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know your hill, but 12
miles and like 1,500 feet of climbing. Fuck. But that 1,500 feet of climbing is in the last like couple miles.
Yeah, that's gnar.
The last, well, from our gate to the house, a gradual incline. But, so yeah, most of that climb is the last mile or two. So yeah, that would be great. And I planned on doing that last year and I didn't. So, but also it was just like snowy forever.
Yeah.
This year it's not so much. Anyways, before we lose all of Amber's attention.
Oh my God, I just want to go play. I'm trying to get you a mountain bike right now. And also thinking of where and what we should do this evening because we get to hang out in fucking person.
I'm going to help give her some ideas and whatnot. But anyways, everybody, thanks for sticking around. Again, it's always so weird to do this for me without headphones because I'm so used to being able to like hearing, like, can you hear us? So hopefully it all comes through well, and you'll be hearing this Thursday. And we've
also, I've been having beers.
Of course, okay. But I told Hillary the other night in Greenwater, like, dang. Okay, you know, they talk about altitude and training and stuff. And I'm like, when I come here to bike, I don't feel any better. I feel just as slow on the climbs. So that's fucked up. But I can drink a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? My drinking tolerance is way better being at sea level, but I don't feel that my physical ability gets any better, even though I train at altitude all the time.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. The thing is, it's probably better than it would be, but it's still not better than other people because I'm actually dying.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the thing? There's something wrong with me. Literally, physically, I don't know what it is.
I think everybody needs an x-ray of my lungs. It's always hard.
I need some tests. I am convinced that something's wrong and inhalers don't work. So if you're a doctor and you know why I can't breathe, please help. It's help. So frustrating.
Help the lady. She can't
help
breathe.
Help me. My eyes just started to really itch. Anyways, happy Thursday that you hear this. And I'm sure it's going to be another TNA episode probably next week too. And
you lucky dogs.
It's like TNA April.
I think. Love that.
Because we've just been busy doing some shit. So we don't have a lot stored up on the docket right now, but I'm sure in May we will. We've got some stuff going, but April has just come and it's here and
we're almost halfway through it.
And we just got to get through it.
Which means tax day's coming up. Get your shit in.
No, I'm pissed. I'm missing a document and people who owe it to me are not fucking finding it.
What?
It's annoying. I need this.
That's fucked up.
I would like to do my taxes. I would have liked to do them, done them.
Like, taxes 2 weeks are annoying enough.
I know. I need to get this, which reminds me, I'll send an email tomorrow. Like, I got days, man. I don't want to do them late. I wanted to do them, like I said, weeks ago.
Yeah, and I still haven't gotten
this document, so I don't know what the fuck to do. Someone has to be able to find this. But anyways, we're out of here. We'll see ya.
We're going to go to happy hour.
It is happy hour.
Woo! Actually, no. We have a half an hour left. We can walk somewhere.
Shit. Yeah, we gotta go.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode and would do us a huge favor, since we don't have any sponsors or anything like that, and would rate and review us on whatever platform it is you use, Spotify, Apple, Stitcher, whatever it is. And if you're listening and downloading just through the website, tearingitupodcast.com, leave comments. We'll definitely engage back with you. And on social media right now, we're just on Instagram. Tearing It Up Podcast is the handle. Like the post, share the post, comment on the post, whatever it is you got. Show us your love so we just stay relevant and show up in the rankings at all. So again, rate and review, please. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.